You are going to hear a story about life in Britain today and 50 years ago. You are going to hear it twice. Read the statements below. You will have 30 seconds to do this. Listen to the dialogue. Tick the aspects of life that have changed.
Things have changed a lot in the last 50 years, haven't they?
Oh, yes, they certainly have.
Did people have larger families?
More children? No, I don't think so. It was just after the Depression, you know, and I think most families had two children. That's about the same as it is today, isn't it?
Yes, I think the national average in Britain is about two children per family nowadays. But lots of families used to have servants then, didn't they?
Well, there were certainly more servants then than there are today, but I wouldn't say lots of people had servants. Of course, some did, but we didn't have any servants in my family. We couldn't afford to. We had to help our mother with the housework. I think children were expected to do more around the house than they do now.
Did many women go out to work?
No, not really. You see, it was different then. When I was young, the woman's place was in the home. Of course, some women went out to work because they needed the money. But when couples got married, it was usually the husband who took the responsibility for earning money to look after his family.
And now a lot of women work, even if they only work part-time because they want to. And it's not always because they need the money.
That's true. Women want more independence these days.
Do you think that's a good thing?
Yes, I think so, but I'm sure a lot of men would disagree with me.
Well, what else is different?
About life today?
Yes.
Well, I left school when I was 14. That was the school leaving age then.
Of course, it's 16 now.
Yes. And then we left school, lots of us, with no qualifications. I became an apprentice in the factory where my father worked.
Was it easy to find a job then?
Yes, although we didn't earn very much, but yes, it was easier than it is today. It shocks me to think of all these kids leaving school today who can't find a job.
What about your free time? Did you go out in the evenings?
No, not like young people do today. I mean, people often go out in the evenings now, but we couldn't afford to. Saturday night was the big night out, but we used to stay at home during the week.
And what did you do on Saturday nights?
Went to the pictures, usually. There was a cinema quite near our house, and they had a different film every week.
The cinema isn't so popular these days, is it?
No. Well, of course, now we've got television and video.
How did you get around? Did you have a car?
No, not then. Very few people had cars. We're talking about the 1930s, remember? Me and my friends used to take buses or trams, and oh yes, I had a bicycle. Of course, most people have cars nowadays.
Did you travel much?
Nothing like people do today. I tell you, the first time I went to London, I was 17, and it was only 30 miles from my hometown. and going abroad for a holiday? We never dreamt of doing that.
So a lot of people spent their whole lives in the town where they were born.
Yes, I think they did. Families used to stay together more, and there simply wasn't any reason to get up and go. Now, of course, children can't wait to move away, and people don't think twice about moving to another town.
Sometimes it's the only way to get a job.
Yes, I know, but things have changed.
Listening for the second time, check your answers.
Things have changed a lot in the last 50 years, haven't they?
Oh, yes, they certainly have.
Did people have larger families?
More children? No, I don't think so. It was just after the Depression, you know, and I think most families had two children. That's about the same as it is today, isn't it?
Yes, I think the national average in Britain is about two children per family nowadays. But lots of families used to have servants then, didn't they?
Well, there were certainly more servants then than there are today, but I wouldn't say lots of people had servants. Of course, some did, but we didn't have any servants in my family. We couldn't afford to. We had to help our mother with the housework. I think children were expected to do more around the house than they do now.
Did many women go out to work?
No, not really. You see, it was different then. When I was young, the woman's place was in the home. Of course, some women went out to work because they needed the money. But when couples got married, it was usually the husband who took the responsibility for earning money to look after his family.
Mm-hmm. And now a lot of women work, even if they only work part-time because they want to. And it's not always because they need the money.
That's true. Women want more independence these days.
Do you think that's a good thing?
Yes, I think so, but I'm sure a lot of men would disagree with me.
Well, what else is different?
About life today?
Yes.
Well, I left school when I was 14. That was the school leaving age then.
Of course, it's 16 now.
Yes. And then we left school, lots of us, with no qualifications. I became an apprentice in the factory where my father worked.
Was it easy to find a job then?
Yes, although we didn't earn very much, but yes, it was easier than it is today. It shocks me to think of all these kids leaving school today who can't find a job.
What about your free time? Did you go out in the evenings?
No, not like young people do today. I mean, people often go out in the evenings now, but we couldn't afford to. Saturday night was the big night out, but we used to stay at home during the week.
And what did you do on Saturday nights?
Went to the pictures, usually. There was a cinema quite near our house, and they had a different film every week.
The cinema isn't so popular these days, is it?
No. Well, of course, now we've got television and video.
How did you get around? Did you have a car?
No, not then. Very few people had cars. We're talking about the 1930s, remember? Me and my friends used to take buses or trams, and oh yes, I had a bicycle. Of course, most people have cars nowadays.
Did you travel much?
Nothing like people do today. I tell you, the first time I went to London, I was 17, and it was only 30 miles from my hometown. And going abroad for a holiday? We never dreamt of doing that.
So a lot of people spent their whole lives in the town where they were born.
Yes, I think they did. The families used to stay together more, and there simply wasn't any reason to get up and go. Now, of course, children can't wait to move away, and people don't think twice about moving to another town.
Sometimes it's the only way to get a job.
Yes, I know, but things have changed.